700 years earlier, while Bethlehem, Africa, he set out to create judgment and righteousness in the Lord. Others have talked about the same way. They have talked about the new covenant that God would establish with his people. But the scriptures have the writings of the Old Testament prophesied the passing of Christ, the substitutionary death. Already at the very dawn of the paradise, God sent the woman of Eve to accept the serpent of heaven. The countless stones in sacrificial offering, the thousands of years, pointed to the Lamb of God, which God himself expressed, supply his own son to the cultivated dream of the world. King David, who lived about 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, pictures very clearly the passion of Christ, especially as the 22nd Psalm. Isaiah, writing in the 53rd chapter, only says it to see him standing at the foot of the cross of Christ and tells us, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The cross is not of our sins was upon him, and your good Christ be our healing." The entire Old Testament prophesied, promises, the Savior and the Christ, each of his work for the redemption of the world. And now they step into the entire mysteries of the world. But now the sign, when from the central past comes that eternal soul, which has the reaffirming of its sins, it is finished. And all the days, the prophet sends it to you. All the days that have been written, arisen from the dead of Christ. In his Easter message, speaks of the fulfillment of Scripture. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all his scriptures within his concerning himself. And these great conflicts that he contrived to his church, did not our hearts burn within us while he passed with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? The apostles, all of them, were witnesses of the same thing. In Christ, all the prophets, the law and the prophets have been fulfilled. Jesus' redemptive work is completed. The word which we have is here. The faith of that word, fingers from the stones, is saving. But we always have been a little warning. I think we should take note of it, especially you who profane the word. Remember the Savior's word, "Whosoever shall break one of these commandments and shall teach men so, shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do unto them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." In this breaking, doing and teaching is included the entire world. And whoever breaks it, the soul is called from the kingdom, rolls away to take the earth from God's land. And where today do we not preach the gospel of the crucified Christ? Using John John with the apostle and saying, "Which I confess, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." How great is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets in Christ. And we have all become recipients of this partaker of God's grace and grace to us.